White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 23, 1902. Elder W.C. White, my dear son Willie, I have not slept since 1 o'clock this morning. I felt urged to write the matter that I have written concerning Los Angeles. The last 3 pages were written after I felt as if I could write no more. My head was weary, oh, so weary. When Maggie came for the copy, I said, "Maggie, I cannot write any more. Tell them that I will write again soon." But I took up my pen once more, and the feeling of oppression in my head left me. Instantly, my brain was entirely relieved from weariness. I know that the hand of the Lord touched me, for I am not tired now, and I was so tired before. I felt so grateful to my Savior that when the time came for the evening season of prayer, I went downstairs and united in worship with the family. I opened to the 104th Psalm and read it. The blessing of the Lord came upon me in rich measure, and He indicted prayer. We prayed for you who are in Los Angeles, that the Lord might give you knowledge and understanding. We also prayed for the workers east of the Rocky Mountains, especially for those in Battle Creek and Berrien Springs. Oh, my brethren, go to God for the help that He alone can give. The grace of God is the chief theme of the gospel. His grace is a manifestation of His love, a love that makes it possible, through Christ, for fallen man to be saved. His grace is promised, in all its fullness and sufficiency, to every one who is engaged in His service. The love that is bestowed by the Holy One upon human agencies is to be manifested by them to others. His grace makes possible the union and cooperation of humanity with divinity. Justice and mercy and love are blended to save to the uttermost all who come to the Savior. We need to lay hold on the promises of God's Word, appropriating them to ourselves. God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. Ephesians 2, verse 4-7. Grace, rich grace, is for us. Let us not allow our unbelief to keep us in a state of hesitancy and cause us to lose the blessing that we might have gained. God's grace is given to those who will appreciate and use it. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you, my brethren, as you counsel together and make decisions in regard to the sanitarium work in Los Angeles. It is past my bedtime. The Lord bless you. In love.